A sniper shot President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas in downtown Dallas today. U.S. Representative Albert Thomas of Texas said both were still alive in a hospital emergency room. And Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Connally were seriously wounded, but were alive. When the president was taken into the emergency room of Park,
she had been hurt.
Was sent out immediately for some of the top surgical specialists in Dallas. A call also was sent for a Roman Catholic priest. Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Connally were seriously wounded, but were alive. We repeat that. Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth says both Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were seriously wounded, but were alive.
Secret Service departure from the scene of the shooting, that members of the Kennedy staff were from 15 minutes to a half hour behind in reaching the hospital. It was in...
Yes, that's right. 10 minutes before 1 Eastern Standard Time, that would be just about 4 minutes ago, Acting White House Secretary Malcolm Kilduff was asked there at the Parkland Hospital whether President Kennedy was indeed dead, the victim of an assassin's bullet. Kilduff replied, "I have no word now." The president and senator and there along the streets in Dallas left to remove the president and the governor from their car. There'll be details on our mutual newscasts. We interrupt all and every program to bring you later details.
This is the Mutual Radio Network.
Spattered all over the limousine, which had been flown in specially to carry the president in a welcoming parade. The driver of the car that was carrying the president was Secret Service man Bill Greer. We understand that a second priest has been escorted into the emergency room at Parkland Hospital where the president is just a few moments ago. At the height of the emergency room drama, a weeping Negro woman bearing a small bloody child rushed into the hospital where a nurse and intern went quickly to her side. We'd like to repeat that Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth has said both Kennedy and Connally are seriously, that is, critically wounded, but are still alive. Mrs. Kennedy apparently is safe. Mrs. Connally also is safe at the moment, it has appeared. Both women were stunned. Kennedy, according to a member of his staff, was still alive at 12:55 p.m. Central Standard Time. 12:55 p.m. Central Standard Time, a report came that President Kennedy is still alive, according to a member of his staff.
President Kennedy's mother and father in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, were just advised that he was shot. A workman at the Kennedy family compound heard the news on the radio and rushed into the house to tell Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy. Mrs. Kennedy is 72. Her husband, Joseph, who suffered a stroke in December 1960, is 75. The elder Kennedy was napping when informed of the shooting. His niece, Ann Gargan, 32, who is about to leave for Detroit, canceled her trip.
Some of the Secret Service agents with the president when the assassination attempt occurred thought the gunfire was from an automatic weapon fired to the right rear of the chief executive's car, probably from the grassy knoll to which motorcycle policemen directed their attention as they raced up the slope. UPI White House reporter Merriman Smith was in a radio telephone pool car just about 8 car lanes behind the president's car. He and 3 other colleagues, along with Kilduff, raced to the hospital behind the president's car and arrived at the emergency entrance before litters were brought up to remove the president and the governor from their car. When the president was taken into the emergency room, A call was sent out immediately for some of the top surgical specialists in Dallas, and a call at that time was also sent, as we mentioned before, for a Roman Catholic priest. We understand that a second priest has already entered the emergency room. We'd like to repeat that Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Connolly were seriously wounded, but alive. And also at 12:55 Standard Time, that's Eastern Standard Time, there came a report, Central Standard Time, rather, there came a report from a member of the Kennedy staff saying that the president, though critically and seriously injured, was still alive.
Also, Representative Albert Thomas has said he was informed President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were both still alive after having been shot in an assassination attempt. Thomas was standing outside the corridor of the emergency room in which both Kennedy and Connally were under treatment. He said he'd been told that the president was still alive, but was in very critical condition. President Kennedy and Governor John B. Connally of Texas had been cut down by an assassin's bullet as they toured downtown Dallas in an open automobile. The president, his limp body cradled in the arms of his wife, was rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor also was taken to Parkland. Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, said he's dead. As the president was lifted from the rear of the White House touring car, the famous bubble top from Washington, he was rushed to an emergency room in the hospital. Other White House officials were in doubt as the corridors of the hospital erupted in pandemonium. The incident occurred just east of the Triple Underpass, facing a park in downtown Dallas.
There's an important sidelight on the assassination attempt of President Kennedy. News of the assassination attempt against President Kennedy drove the stock market into a quick decline today. The market shaken during the week by the suspension of two respected brokerage houses, one of which was reinstated to dealings today, was beginning a recovery from a steep decline when word of the shots fired at the president in Dallas hit the street.
An important bulletin, President Kennedy was given blood transfusions just a few moments ago at Parkland Hospital in an effort to save his life after he and Governor John Connally of Texas were shot down in an assassination attempt. Reporters about five car lengths behind the chief executive heard what sounded like three bursts of gunfire. Secret Service agents in a follow-up car quickly unlimbered their automatic rifles. They drew their pistols, but the damage was done. The president was slumped over in the back seat of the car, face down. Connally lay on the floor in the rear seat. It is impossible to tell at once where Kennedy was hit, but bullet wounds in Connally's chest were plainly visible. Other reports say that the president was hit in the head, since blood was seen streaming down his face. There were three loud bursts of gunfire.
Bulletin just in, the word of the assassination attempt against President Kennedy. Please keep your dials tuned right where they are for further information on the assassination attempt against President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas. If you keep your dials right where they are, you'll get all the information, the latest information, right at this spot. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Being an unconfirmed report from the Department of State here in Washington that the President of the United States is dead. This is unconfirmed. We'll repeat it. It's an unconfirmed report from the Department of State just moments ago. They say they've learned that the President of the United States is dead. However, reports from Dallas indicate he's undergone a blood transfusion.
All business at the State Department has stopped. They're gathered around radios, and Mr. Ball, the Undersecretary of State, and Mr. Harriman are consulting and doing it.
Because the President didn't want to involve New Yorkers in a traffic jam. He'd be coming in at just about the 5 o'clock hour. At that time, there was considerable speculation all over the country. Was it wise that the President shouldn't have tight security guards? This is Dick DeFreitas, Mutual News in New York. We take you now to the Mutual Newsroom in Washington.
Here we are at Mutual News Washington. The bulletin that Dick DeFreitas read just moments ago from Dallas. Two priests stepped out of Parkland Hospital's emergency ward a few minutes ago, told reporters there that President Kennedy is dead of bullet wounds received earlier during the assassination attempt there in Dallas, as the President and Governor Connally were on their way to the mart where the President had been scheduled to speak. As for the condition of Governor Connally, we have no new reports other than that he was taken to the emergency room. Here it is, flash, Washington. Government sources here in the Capitol say President Kennedy is dead. We repeat, government sources here in Washington, presumably the bulletin heard earlier from the State Department, these government sources say President Kennedy is dead. The President, apparently the victim of a sniper's bullet there in Dallas, Texas, as he and Governor Connally were riding in the famous bubble-top limousine that all of us know so well. They were riding down the avenue toward the mart where the President was to have delivered a speech today. Repeating the bulletin, government sources say that President Kennedy is dead, the victim of an assassin's bullet.